Oh, hey, Bill.
Oh, hey, Sam, how's it going?
Good, good. How are you?
Really good.
Yeah, I can see that. Listen, Bill, you know those parties that we throw every month that you always come to?
Yeah.
Well, a bunch of us were talking, and we want to make this month's party like awesome. We just want it to be the best ever. So we were thinking if we collected a little bit of money from everybody, we could spend that on snacks, beverages, DJ, some security, maybe even spruce up the venue a little bit.
Yeah.
So you agree that that's a good idea.
I suppose.
Here's the thing though. Most people coming to this party don't have that much money. So realistically, we can only ask them to spend a dollar or two.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you have a ton of money, like way more than most people combined.
Yeah.
So we were hoping that you'd give us like 10.
No way! Why should I have to pay more than everybody else?
Well, because you have so much more than everybody else, like obscenely more. I mean, for most people, that $1 or $2 is a huge sacrifice, but you could spare $10 or $20, and it really wouldn't affect you in any significant way. But it would go a long way into ensuring that our party is the best experience for everyone involved.
No way! I worked really hard for my money. Why should I give it to someone who doesn't work?
Well, actually, it looks to me like Tom and Jane do all of the actual labor, and you just collect the money and pay them a fraction. I mean, I can't tell what it is that you actually do.
I assume all the risk.
No, you don't. You inherited a ton of money from your parents, but you didn't even invest all of that into your businesses. You mainly took out loans, which you actually won't have to pay back if your businesses were to fail. We'll name the punch bowl after you.
No.
And refusing to pay what to you is a relatively small amount of money that would greatly improve the lives of everyone around you doesn't make you feel like just the worst person.
Hey, shut up, or I'm gonna pay Fred $4 to tell you to stop asking me for 10.